school districts like Miami-Dade and Leon County in Florida say they won't abide by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' ban on mask mandates in schools, even though it comes with a threat to withhold pay from school leaders who implement bans. Here's DeSantis last week.
We can either have a free society or we can have a biomedical security state. And I can tell you, Florida, we're a free state.
Julian Zelizer says this is a political challenge for President Biden. Julian is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. He joins us frequently. And Julian, explain, DeSantis digging in here, despite rising COVID rates in rebelling counties, you say the obvious. He's betting this is going to hold on to his base. But also, Biden just can't sit back and watch.
Look, this is politics over public health. It's a misleading formulation. He's using freedom to basically stop and slow down vaccinations and masking. But the problem is this has a huge cost health-wise to our schools, to our economy. But the political incentives move the wrong way. And so Biden has to figure out a way to overcome this.
Well, you know, because it's not just about Biden's success as a president in corralling this pandemic. It's about not letting more Americans die or be hospitalized on his watch. And for Americans who say this isn't fair, you know, somebody's undermining his success here. You say what? I mean, does this just come with the presidency? This is the challenge he has to meet.
Sure. This is the fusion of our polarized political system, the nature of the Republican Party in this era, and a public health crisis of huge proportions. And the political problems of the president are tied to the ability to move us beyond the pandemic. So they go hand in hand. You can't just wipe this away. So the president is learning voluntarism isn't working, and so other measures are necessary.
Well, he's told, the federal workers they have to get vaccinations. He's being more aggressive. But talk about the disconnect here around the vaccine. We know the work on these new vaccines was going on for decades. A platform had been built. Then when China gave companies the DNA, if you will, of the new virus, boom, they could plug it in. But the Trump administration also, as you say, has to get a lot of credit for really pushing that work, putting a lot of money in it. President Trump claims credit for warp speed, but also fuels this anti-science sentiment that's around the vaccine fears. I mean, historians, I would think, like you, are going to spend years trying to figure out what's that about.
Absolutely. And if you hear the former president talk about his legacy, he will speak about the vaccine and Operation Warp Speed all the time. But this other very important part of his politics, of the party politics, conspiracy theory, anti-government sentiment, and a kind of radicalism is just overwhelming even his ability to focus on what could be a very significant part of his presidency. But I think the latter is winning out.
Well, and DeSantis is up for re-election in Florida next year, and there's talk of him being the GOP nominee in 2024, if the aforementioned Mr. Trump is not. So there's a lot politically at stake there. And staying with politics and your sense of the world around us, Julian, we just want to ask you, New York's Governor Cuomo has just resigned, saying that he was too familiar with his employees and his staff. Your sense, put this in some sort of context, was this for us, was this something that was just going to blow over? What's your sense of what happened here?
Well, it's a pretty stunning moment. One of the most powerful Democrats is now resigning, and all the allegations culminating with the report proved to be overwhelming. It was not inevitable. I mean, there was a scenario where the governor fought this tooth and nail until the very end. That's in his nature. But what happened was the party from the president down said, we're not going to stand by you. And he's reading the tea leaves, you know, and I don't think he thought himself that he would survive an impeachment process.
Well, there are ironies here as well in the minute we have left. When we spoke of the former president who had much more serious charges against him. But what? I mean, this party, the Democratic Party in this moment, couldn't align themselves with someone with charges against him.
There's a difference. There's an asymmetry between the parties. We see this again and again. And the Democrats are more willing at this point in their history to go after their own for charges that they feel are significant, whereas Republicans at this point tend to rally around their members regardless of the charges that are swirling. So it's a tale of the parties, not just a tale of the governor.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.